Next patient is Kenneth, K-E-N-N-E-T-H, Stewart, S-T-E-W-A-R-T. 59-year-old gentleman seen for currently on hospice with congestive heart failure. He's been evaluated today for face-to-face. He suffers from CHF, hyperlipidemia, atherosclerotic heart disease, non-healing right-sided medial malleolus ulcer, stasis ulcer, infected ulcer, required antibiotic recently. He's off the antibiotic now. History of COPD, using his nebulizer at least 4 to 6 times a day, period. His O2 sat's 98% with a pulse of 80 off of his oxygen, period. He's had decreased weight, change in his appetite, weakness, shortness of breath with activity. He is, oxygen saturation is at 91%, sorry, not 98. He also suffers from peripheral vascular disease. He requires nitroglycerin on a regular basis to control his anginal symptoms. He has a KPS score of 40%. He remains bowel and bladder incontinent, lives with his granddaughter, who takes care of him and is his primary caretaker and provider, period. He needs help with ADLs, and again, bowel and bladder incontinency is seen with his shortness of breath, his congestive heart failure, and air hunger. Given patient's changes along with the natural progression of his disease, he most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.